Detective Angel Reyes certainly resembles a sworn police officer. He carries the standard badge and gun, which are clearly visible, but often he can be found at his desk using this tool to solve crimes. Reyes is a 17-year veteran of the DeKalb Police Department. While he's trained to investigate all sorts of cases, internet crime is one of his specialties.
I do a lot of the cyber stuff, identity theft, probably more than some of the other detectives because they're doing some of the other cases.
While there is not an established cybercrime unit, Reyes says DeKalb police do dedicate a good amount of time investigating such cases if they fall under their jurisdiction. Reyes says reports filed by citizens often used to come from the National Internet Crime Complaint Center, but things have changed.
People would make reports of fraudulent activity or where they were scammed online to them, and then they would refer that case to the appropriate jurisdiction. And we used to get referrals from them all the time. They don't do referrals like that anymore, so more or less the people that are becoming victims of crime just need to call the local police department.
Reyes says he's not sure why they haven't been receiving referrals as of late. He says it could just be that local residents haven't been submitting information to the national help centers, or that if they have, the cases haven't required any help from DeKalb police. Regardless, he says those groups can still be helpful, but calling local authorities is crucial. John Everett handles public relations for the White Collar Crime Center. He agrees.
Your local police is your first line of defense.
Everett says his organization, along with the Associated Internet Crime Complaint Center, provides tools and access to resources for victims of cybercrimes, but those groups are not authorized to conduct investigations themselves. A victim can also reach out to the Secret Service or FBI regional offices, but experts say the feds only deal with cases that exceed certain amounts of money, and not something on a smaller scale, even if it crosses multiple states. Meanwhile, Everett says his organization has evolved over the years. Its main focus right now is to train local authorities about the latest trends in internet crimes.
We're out there and trying to be ahead of the curve as much as possible so we can remain a valuable resource.
However, victims counting on immediate results from their local police need to know it's not that simple. Everett says many departments are still financially strapped, and it's difficult for them to devote enough time and resources to the growing threat of cybercrime. Detective Reyes says it can also be very time-consuming.
Facebook is not going to turn around and give you something in a day. It's going to be a month or more that you're going to get information. And a lot of times, even when you're dealing with banks, let's say wire transfers, it's going to be a while.
And Reyes says they have to prioritize. A bigger case involving a different public safety threat will put a cybercrime case on the back burner. Michael Senna of the National Fusion Center Association says a lot needs to be sorted out when it comes to who should be taking in reports and where they go from there. He says there's a lot of confusion out there, which doesn't make it easy for the average victim to seek help.
Larger agencies have, you know, some cyber capability, but most agencies around the country don't have that. We know how to deal with physical threats, but dealing with cyber threats is something that most people, you know, don't have the training, don't have the education.
Senna's group is developing a national strategy aimed at coordinating efforts to respond to cybercrime complaints. Until that's complete, Senna says it's still important for victims to call their local department right away to start the investigative process before it's too late. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.